It's so dark and gloomy. Like life. No phone calls. I hate Dave the Laugh. Even though it is very nippy noodles, I can't bear being cooped up in the house. I thought I'd go sit on the garden wall and try to calm down. I was just sitting there, in my big coat and scarf and hat, in the streetlight, looking at all the houses where other people were doing stuff. Roasting chestnuts, snogging, etc. When Oscar, Mr. and Mrs. Across the Road son, came out onto his driveway on his bike. He was doing wheelies and all that pointless boy stuff that they do. Making the bike hop along, braking really suddenly, sitting on the seat backwards and steering it behind his back. All boys are mad as snakes. Which is why I must train myself up for lesbianism, even if it involves growing a moustache. If it involved growing a beard under each arm, I was practically home and dry. The orangutan gene is not having a winter vacation. Anyway, Oscar saw me watching him and he winked at me. I just looked at him. What is he winking for? Then he winked again. Is he in training for Aldum? He shouted over, "Do you fancy it then?" "Pardon," I said. "What? What is he talking about?" He leant back against his bike and crossed one leg over the other, in what I imagine he thinks is a casual way. He said, "Me and you." "Me and you what?" "You know, getting it on." "Pardon?" "You know, letting the monster out of the bag, setting free the trouser snake." I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I said, "Oscar, forgive me if I'm right, but you are 12. "I know, but I like older women." Unbelievable. Now I am being propositioned by toddlers. Soon it'll be Josh, Libby's little mate from nursery school.